We'll break into groups, we'll have a discussion around the strategic plan, and then we'll gather back and hear from you as to what components, what thoughts you had around the various goals that we have for the strategic plan. The last part of it then will be taking action. We're gonna take these responses, we're gonna take your feedback and take them offline, talk about them after the fact, and try to see if we can gain support for some of the ideas, for all of the ideas really, gain support for them and find a way to move forward so that we can finalize the plan and take that into the next year and be able to start working on it. So how we're going to accomplish this tonight, we've got three components. First thing I'm gonna do is just do a real quick hit. What are the goals of our strategic plan and what are the various strategies associated with each goal? Just to make sure everybody's on the same page and everybody has had a chance to see them. As I said, then we'll do small group discussion where we'll break up into groups in both the cloud and dirt Zendos for brainstorming, and then we'll regroup and hear some of your feedback on all of the above. So here is a quick hit at the strategic plan. If you would like to have a copy of this in front of you, you're gonna need one anyway. So you might wanna grab this stack. I don't know, Courtney or Eric, if you wanna grab that stack and send it around. And then for those of you in the cloud, I have posted a link in the Zoom chat that goes directly to the strategic plan page on the website. If you don't see the link or if it's lost somehow, simply go to the Brightway Zen website and right there on the front page is the strategic plan logo. If you click that, it'll take you straight to it. And everything that you're gonna see on the slide here, these next three slides, is in the printout that you've got in the Dirt Zendo and is also found on the website page on the strategic plan page. So again, quick review. Our strategic plan is broken into three goals, separated into three goals. The first goal is to make the three treasures accessible to all who might benefit. And then we have three strategies associated with that goal. We have I'm trying to figure out how to get the Zoom bar out of the way so I can actually read myself. Okay, there we go. The first strategy towards that goal is broadening our visibility, the visibility of Brightway Zen for potential participants, basically getting out there in the community and making ourselves more known. Strategy two, making our offerings inviting and meaningful to all who wish to participate. So offering a wide variety of different programs and different offerings so that people find something that really resonates with their practice. Goal number two, to deepen people's engagement with the three treasures. So the three strategies around this, the first one is to cultivate a strong, warm, and inclusive sense of Sangha. The second strategy is to provide opportunities for members to deepen their practice. And the third strategy, manifesting our Bodhisattva vows beyond the walls of our Zen centers. You can see there's a little bit of overlap in these. They can each support the other. All right, then the third goal is to ensure our Sangha will thrive far into the future. There are four strategies around this one. The first is to provide an annual salary and benefit package of $70,000 of support to our teacher by the year 2030. The second strategy is to work towards ownership of our own physical Zen center that would be sufficient for our needs by 2035. The third strategy to grow the ability of the Sangha to maintain and transmit the Soto Zen tradition and its own culture. And then strategy four, to advocate and work for the transition to a life-sustaining society and increase climate resilience within our Sangha and communities. So again, that's a quick hit. I know that this has already been shared with everyone. We've already received some feedback through the forum that was posted. It's been really great to see this as kind of a continuation of that feedback process and that discussion process of what we're doing here tonight. Now, one thing I will point out that some of you have already brought to our attention, and we appreciate this very much. We do realize that some of these strategies and goals do not have a metric attached to them. They don't have a way like, how do we measure that? How does that manifest? You know, how do we determine after the fact that we've actually met that goal? We will be working over the next few weeks to maybe attach some more solid definable metrics to some of these where it's appropriate. It's not appropriate for all of them, of course, but to attach metrics to that, and we will be asking for input on that as well. So more to come on that detail.
Okay. I would also, could I add to what you just said?
Yeah.
I also think it's good to not have to make everything down to metrics, because I think sometimes, especially with things that are related to humanity and people, we can get distracted by the metric and forget the actual point of the service.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. Agreed. Junior, you.
Very quickly, I know you want to move fast, but is the microphone on? I can hear you. I heard all the instruments tonight, but it is subdued.
Hmm. I might, how do we get here from here?
I think it's the musician sounds thing.
Yeah, I got it. We probably need to turn the sound for musicians off. Is that any better, Junria?
A little bit better, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I've got the mic a little further away than it normally is, but I'll try to move that over. Thank you for that. Sometimes if you keep...
That's better. It's good.
Yeah. Sometimes if you keep the sound on to pick up the instruments, the voices don't carry as well. So, all right. Let me go back to... Oh, I am still sharing screen. Okay. Making sure it shares here. No. Okay. Maybe I didn't do that right. Zoom, share screen. Oh, I have to click the button that actually says share. That helps. Yes. Okay. There we go. All right. So the way that we're going to, I really want to spend the bulk of the evening hearing from you and giving you the opportunity to talk about these goals and the strategies located in each one. So we're going to do things in a small group format. So we're going to divide our Dirt Sangha into three separate groups that are going to station themselves at different spots of the Dirt Zendo. For the Cloud Zendo, Mick is going to break everybody into 1-3 breakout rooms. For the Cloud, the breakout room to which you are assigned, number 1, 2, or 3, is the number of the goal that you will discuss. So have your copy of the strategic plan ready. If you're in room 1, you'll talk about goal 1. If you're in room 2, you'll talk about goal 2, and so on. Here in the Dirt Zendo, the group that's closest to me will be goal 1. The group in that corner back near under the watchful eye of Fudo, now we've got him in his little own little house there. That'll be group 2. And then over here in the other corner near the Zabatons will be goal 3. So in your small group, what I'd like you to do is take your goal, take your strategy, and I'd like you to think about it in terms of 3 separate questions, which Mick will put in the breakout room chat for those of you there, or maybe already has. Yeah. So I want you to discuss your assigned goal and focus on these 3 questions. Which parts of this goal, which strategies do you think are going to be relatively easy for us to accomplish? They're kind of the low-hanging fruit, to use the business terminology. Which parts might be difficult, and why do you think that they might be difficult? And then what really kind of motivates you and excites you or interests you about a particular goal? What would you like to really see come out of that? And how do you think that we can accomplish that? So this portion of it will be relatively short. We don't want to get mired in a whole lot of back and forth discussion. Let's give it 10 minutes, and then maybe we'll see if we're if the conversation's going well, maybe we'll stretch it a couple more minutes, because we bought a little bit of time by starting a touch early. But I'd like you to discuss your goal, discuss the strategies with these. Please assign someone in your group to be a note taker and or spokesperson. Probably that could be the same person. And we provided notepads and pens here for those of you here in the Dirt Zendo. Grab one, whoever is going to be the note taker for that group, spokesperson for that group. And then in the Cloud, same thing. Designate a person who will then speak on your topic and can take notes on it. Yes, I said this already. So in the Dirt Zendo, we got paper copies of the plan. The Cloud Zendo, you've got the link. And we will regroup in 10 minutes. I thought I had one or more thing to say about that. Oh, yes. When we regroup, just to let you know what we're what's coming, we'll go through and have each group share what you came up with. So goal one, Dirt Zendo. Spokesperson will come up to the chair, say, you know, here's what we took notes on, here's what we were thinking, what we were talking about. Then the cloud, same goal. Goal one, who's your spokesperson? Unmute yourself, say what you have to say about your goal, and then we'll continue on down to goal two, goal three, dirt, cloud, dirt, cloud. Okay, so be prepared for that aspect of it too. Any questions before we get into this? Okay, let's go ahead, and Mick, you can go ahead and start the breakout rooms. We'll start to sit. So the next order of business will be to review our discussions, any high level items that came out of your meetings. What I would like to do, as I hinted at before, is the note takers, spokespersons are going to share your group's thoughts. We'll start with goal number one in the Dirt Zendo, then we'll move to goal number one in the cloud and on from there. Please try to limit your comments to about 5 minutes. Seems like the discussion, hopefully you should be able to get that out there. And try to kind of keep it high level. We are recording the meeting, so we are capturing all of your feedback. We'll be able to go back and collate it later after this meeting. Yes, Jinru.
Does anybody have an interest in stopping the screen share? Because that way we can see everybody.
Yeah, I'm going to get to that here in just a moment after I'm done with these bullet points. Thank you so much, Jinru. Appreciate that. Leah?
What I'm concerned about is not enough time to go through everyone's ideas. We didn't even get to the bottom of our page, really.
Okay.
So it's going to be the basket that's going to catch everybody's. You said there was an online form that we could fill out with our ideas or something, and I must have missed that totally. Can you put that in chat?
So if that's linked off the strategic plan page of the website.
Yeah,
if
you go to the strategic plan page, it's yeah. Right there.
Okay. Yeah, it's on the strategic plan page. So yeah, and
I'll find it and put a link in the chat in just a second.
Thank you very much.
Way to go, Mick. You're the man. All right. So kind of that leads me into this next topic that we'll gather the question, or we'll gather any questions or any comments that you have, and we'll communicate any feedback that needs to be communicated at a later date. If you have additional things that you think about later tonight or after the fact as you're going over everything that you hear tonight, again, that form is on the website. You can just go there and submit additional feedback, any additional thoughts that you might have, and we'd be glad to hear from you. So, all right. So who is our spokesperson in the Dirt Zendo for goal number one? Coral, come on over.
You want to quit share?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, hello. So we did goal number one, and one of the first things I just want to go over really quickly is we each said how we made it here, how we found Brightway. And two of us found Brightway through a Google search, but specifically we searched for Buddhist Center. One of us searched for something similar to this, but didn't find Brightway when they did the Google search. And they were searching more specifically for meditation. So that didn't, Brightway didn't show up in the Google search for that. They did see it physically just from driving by. They saw the signs. So physical visibility was something we talked about a lot, having flyers that maybe market of choice and that kind of thing would be really helpful. And not only flyers at places like Market of Choice, but maybe flyers at other Buddhist groups. They're like, one of the things came up was like AA style groups. So it's like Buddhist related. We talked a little bit about social media presence and how that might be a challenge. It's just a lot of work. I mean, I think it's some people's professions to be on social media, but something that's a little less curated would be YouTube. And we discussed YouTube shorts and how we could put sections of our recorded Dharma talks or discussions on YouTube. Mm-hmm. We talked very briefly about workshops in Spanish. And one of the things, I just went to a DEI conference for people who work in like the public sector. And we talked about how challenging it is to have interpretation at your events and stuff. And that there's a reason why interpreters are certified in what they do. It's really, really challenging. And we talked about, there are different things that might not be appropriate here, but like children shouldn't be interpreters, and like family members is kind of like, there's all these like ethical things that come into interpretation. And I'm not sure I can think of something right off the bat, but something that would be considered, that interpretation is really challenging and there's ethical things and that kind of stuff when it comes to interpreting what someone's saying, either lifetime or even after. Like there's two different kinds of interpretation. You can do it at the same time, like they do at the UN, or one right after the other. Does anybody else in group one think I'm missing anything?
Sort of gender optimization.
Oh yeah. So when we were talking about Google, there's different ways we could do search engine optimization. There's paying for clicks, which is really expensive. And then kind of, you were talking about like the links, the background.
Backlinks. Time
links
on the website and also on Google My Business. Lots of different ways to do that for free.
I think that's everything. Okay.
Thank you, Coral. All right. So in the cloud, who was our group number one spokesperson for goal number one? Jinryu?
Yes. I will be very brief and high level. And this is my impression, trying to listen to everything everybody said. So please, people in my group, please speak up if I miss something really important. The first thing that caught my attention was making the three treasures accessible to all who might benefit. And I thought maybe we should just drop who might benefit. Why don't we make the three treasures accessible to all as our goal? The second thing is, we talked a fair amount about social media throughout looking at this page in a broad brush fashion. And so I think a couple of us, many of us, thought that the social media presence bullet point might be reasonably easy with minimal effort. And there was a lot of talk about Dharma Talk podcasts as well as YouTube channels. I skipped over the one on expanding advertising. Actually, when I look at that one and the others, I'm the one who piped up and said, all of this stuff sounds great, but how are we going to do it? And I know we're strategizing. I know it's best not to cling to the how, but how do we end up 2 years from now with a strategic plan that is minimally executed? And that is a big concern I have. I don't know if others agreed with me, but I kind of thought that all of them, with the exception of the social media presence, was kind of difficult to execute now. We did not get around to talking much on the second strategy and those bullet points, except I was kind of reading ahead while other people were talking and while I was supposed to be taking notes. And it did occur to me that the third bullet down, making offerings more inviting and accessible to those in specific communities, as in BIPOC communities and communities with people with disabilities. And to me, that was an example of where social media might particularly be able to help a lot. That is all I have, dear group one. So if I missed something, please tell me.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Jinryu. Wonderful. So for goal number two, who's our dirt person? Eric. And I should probably point out that if you're going to make comments, go ahead. Speak up when you're here, but also if you have additional commentary that the cloud needs to hear, make sure you're speaking in a full-bodied voice from the rafters. Or... Go ahead, sir.
Okay. So I'm going to kind of go over everything in a very quick summary and then go back and if we have time, because I don't want to run out of time. So basically, we took the deepening engagement very serious and also very literal. One of the things that first came up with, I think Jen was the one, talked about just how many, not only ways there are to be engaged, but how many people there are who want to be engaged and want to be a part. And so we kind of spun that and took, rather than, again, because even through a lot of the wording, you know, it's obvious we're continuing to do. And one of the things, though, that did come up is, we don't want to add more stuff, but we want the stuff we have to go deeper. And we thought that one of the ways to do that is by involving more of the non-leadership lay members to do little small one-offs, not necessarily like a role all the time, but one-offs of being a part of, like, I mean, again, this is coming from a church background of building a church, but also from my work with nonprofit to, like, community engage and organize and everything, is giving, like, having like a hospitality committee that their job is to, you know, talk and say, okay, have we heard from Rachel? You know, I know there was a while I was like asking questions, where's Rachel? We haven't seen since you guys, is she okay? Has anyone heard from her? And it's not that I was trying to be nosy or that Rachel was trying to, you know, going through some crisis. It was just, I knew Rachel, someone that I cared about, and I hadn't seen her. And I was just asking if other people have heard about too. So we thought maybe like a hospitality committee that could kind of, you know, be the people to say, hey, have we heard from this person in a while? And then send them like maybe like a card, hey, I haven't seen you in a while. But also, we also suggested maybe like if you wanted to, completely voluntary, go out of town, pop a Google Doc and just put something, hey, I'll be away the month of November. Don't worry about me if you don't see me and things like that. But what we really came away from, that was just a little example, was a need to, if we're going to grow from where we are to 144 members, we don't need to wait until we get a new building to start building some of that behind the scenes community. And we think that we have a really good start to it. And just like that's the way we're going to deepen our practice, deepen our opportunities, is by getting us more connected on a deeper level, by having more opportunities for us to kind of not just do things, but connect together. Like, for example, we talked about connecting, like finding out, okay, who's all involved? I know Erica was doing a survey of who's all involved in all the various activities we have, like book club and things like that. And then, like, you know, well, let's find, are there certain people that are doing everything or doing certain things? Are there people that only do this thing, we never see them again? You know, where is people's involvement? But then kind of using that not just as, oh, well, now we know, but now let's try and connect these people together. Let's have, you know, these people here at the book club and make sure that the people in the transatlantic group, you know, let's have a happy hour, you know, for or something, you know, a Zoom happy hour or something, you know. But then also we thought about a way that would kind of help bring practice and purpose and spirituality. And one thing I think I was talking about that I really loved and even have needed, and Erica talked about it, especially as we're going into the fall and the darker times, is could we do maybe like a third Zoom channel that is like a 24-hour Zendo? And maybe like, you know, just like a loop of like, you know, a lit candle and Buddha on the altar and everything that's like kind of stays up as like a member, but then people can kind of drop in. Because I know, like, I mean, if I, like, when I found out my mother was dying, you know, being able to log in on my phone and just kind of sit, and if someone happened to be there, not that we necessarily need to talk about it, but just again to spread the jewel of the Sangha, that connection. Because what we really have come down to is that it's going to take all of us feeling and being more connected, because we're in an opportunity to really, and again, I say this from someone who grew a church and a nonprofit from a relatively small group to a, you know, substantially much larger group. And it's a wonderful opportunity that we all get to be a part of. And the more community we build, the more connections we build, the more intangible infrastructure we have so we can absorb those people and put them in a place and make them feel welcome. And then we also thought about doing things like, if you've come for a while, asking, would you like to have a Zen buddy to kind of, be your Dharma brother or Dharma sister or Dharma sibling, kind of show you around. I know that's what benefited me when I moved here with Isaac. I mean, he was, wonderful from Sesshin, and then he's kind of like, he walked me around everything. And then also, just opportunities as much as we can to like, get to know each other in the appropriate ways that communities get to know each other. I'm not saying we all need to, because I don't think we all need to go out and, get drunk together, or that we all need to hang out together all the time. But we are a member of a sangha, and so we were thinking that if there's ways that we could find commonalities of interest or commonalities of just getting to know each other, whether it's like, like maybe like a game night, at the sangha, we open it up one night, or, and I'm riffing a little bit, guys, so feel free to kind of jump in. So, because I noticed that goal three was also part of ours. So I was like, okay, we got to talk about that too. So I was riffing. So yes, please feel free to jump in. It might, not my group, our group or anyone else. I'm done.
I had a question about how we're proposing for everyone to stay connected. So right now I know that there's an email group that goes around. I'm terrible with email. I don't see 99% of it, I think, because it gets lost. So for me, staying connected with everything that's going on is a little bit of a challenge. So I don't know if I just need to figure that out, or if there's other proposals, like you mentioned the 24/7 Zoom channel, but would there be other ways to stay connected?
Yeah, so just to make sure everybody in the cloud can hear that, Natalie, you're talking about other channels for communication outside of the email list, because email doesn't work. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Like a YouTube channel or some other social. Okay. WhatsApp. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
I just thought that might be something to discuss,
Okay.
ways to stay abreast of everything going on and stay connected.
Yeah. Other alternative ways of
Yeah.
communicating.
And then,
Okay.
if I may just say one, the final thing is what the kind of the theory is that I'm thinking, and I hope that I think the other groups, other members of our group were thinking, is that if we can get that those bonded people working together, doing little things, that's how we're going to reach out and reach more people. Doing little things that people feel like, oh, I like coming to Brightway because it feels like home. There's a place for me. There's things for me to do. There's people for me to know. Building that community. So.
Thank you, Eric. All right, who is our Cloud Group 2 spokesperson?
That's me.
All right.
So I'll just go through this real quickly. Some things off the goal two page that were talked about and highlighted, and with an eye toward what's most easy and what's most difficult. Strategy one, it's important to our commitment as Buddhists to cultivate a strong, warm, and inclusive sense of Sangha. The continuing acts of appreciation, a few of us were saying we're continuing what we're doing. So that seems like easy. But then it was pointed out that you have to watch the cost of that and how much effort it was brought up, who's doing that and how much effort that is. But it generally was highlighted by a few of us as a thing that is good and makes everybody feel good. So we picked out the continuing to offer 5-day Sesshin retreats once or twice a year as a hard, probably the hardest part of that section. And it was brought up that continuous practice is very useful moving forward in the way that it merges practice life and lay life, and that maybe we should keep doing that instead of two retreats because the retreats are very effort and expense intensive. So that was a harder thing. I love, Eric, that you mentioned Zen buddies. I love that word. Okay, because that was brought up by our group too, that there used to be at Brightway Zen a beginner's mentoring system, sort of like a temple guide a lot of terms for buddy system. And then Eric, you said Zen buddies, and I'm like in love with that now. But basically the idea is when there's a new person, have somebody be their, you know, buddy to help them get to know everybody else and get to know Brightway Zen, introduce them super basically to what goes on and just sort of support them when they have questions or they're you know, doubting or whatever. You can ask, hey, you come in, you know, that kind of thing. So anyway, that was brought up. In general, training and role sharing, mentoring people in Sangha practice roles was brought up as a good thing. I don't know if it was easy, but it's definitely something that was highlighted as favored. And we didn't have enough time. It's like we talked more about the top things and then the bottom of the page we didn't get to. So real quick in the last 10 seconds, I was like, what do you guys think about Sangha service projects? Easy or hard? Nobody said hard. So because I was like circling that one and going, oh, wow, wouldn't that be great? You know, it's like it would improve visibility for us and it would deepen our practice, be part of practice and great. Yeah, but I mean, you know, good ideas and I think it's great, but it seems like a couple of us said hard, you know, it might be worth it, but hard. So that's as kind of as far as we got. Anybody in my group want to add? Shuketsu, go.
I was thinking that some of the service projects were more doing something out in the community of some service out of the community rather than for them doing something for the Sangha. Is that correct? Is that what you think others
That's
think?
Exactly what I, yeah. Out in oh, the
okay.
world doing something.
The way,
yeah.
I wasn't sure that that's what you meant. Okay, good. We're on board. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Leanne. Much appreciated. We're on to goal number three for our Dirt Zendo.
Me?
Courtney, all right, come on down.
Goal number three, woo! This one's a tough one. Feels the most nebulous and the furthest reach. You know, as far as what we thought, you know, just with a quick look, what we thought might be the easiest is probably the ability to maintain and transmit Soto Zen. That does rely on having a consistent teacher or having a teacher at all. So that makes the other things on this list pretty important. You know, I feel like we have a pretty good structure that we've been building, and I feel like we have things we can build on to try to, I'm assuming, bring people up to come up through, you know, to do more, learn more learning, more one-on-one transmission, you know, any of that stuff. So that felt doable. Like that's what we're here for. And we're all excited about. I think the most challenging thing on this list is actually the idea of owning our own space. It's also the most exciting thing on the list. I've heard just about everybody being like, but we want a space now. And a couple of challenges related to that we brought up. One is that suitable space is a kind of a unicorn. You want a space with enough parking and with a place people can stay overnight and that has a nice area that we can have a, you know, have the Zendo and, you know, that's not, that we can, you know, that we can afford the mortgage, which is going to be a reach after paying ridiculously low rent here. And it's very exciting, but those are some challenges. And the other challenge brought up was actually member expectations around what that space is going to be, and particularly where it's going to be. Like everybody's like, yeah, let's buy a space, but I want it to be across the street from the current Zendo because that's so easy for me to get there. And I've heard that from a lot of people. So like if it's 10 miles away, are people going to be as excited about it? Or can we sort of open up to the possibility that we can find something right, but it's not going to be perfect, or, you know, those kinds of things. There was something else that I started a sentence about the challenges and I don't know what it is. So maybe my other folks can add into that. What was the third point?
I don't have a copy of the strategy.
I mean, the third challenge was what's easy, what's challenging, and what are we excited about? Right.
We talked a lot about
physical space. Oh, and we talked a little bit about, I don't know if it's related to ours or not, but we talked a little bit about the idea of bringing in younger people, particularly for the advocating for the transition life-sustaining society stuff. We talked about how to maybe try to bring in younger people, college students, people in their 20s, young families, people who have a lot of skin in the game when it comes to like a sustainable world, and help us transition into that and get some energy around sort of sustainability. Did I miss anything?
All right. Thank you, Courtney. And our goal three in the cloud, last but not least. Oh, it's Ruthann. Who is the spokesperson for group three in the cloud?
Dave Q.
Dave Q. Is that right?
Oh. Yeah, he waved.
Did we not have? Oh,
I'm on my phone and I did not unmute myself. I think I'm unmuted now, but I can't see anybody. But that's okay, I suppose. You can hear me.
Yeah,
we spent a lot of time talking about money, right? And because raising the salary, getting the new Zendo means more money. More money means more membership, right? We talked about the YouTube thing. We mentioned, we record all of these talks. We talked about, Cedar was making a good point about expanding our presence just on YouTube by maybe editing some of those and putting them out there for people to view. We also spent a lot of time talking about outreach, physical outreach, because a lot of people, find us by physically either seeing the Zendo or, not seeing us online. And there was discussion about how to get out into the community and not necessarily proselytizing, but just being present at different kind of events, going to farmers markets and just setting up a table and just being there. And this could be something that happens. I mean, if we're going to really go for it, it's going to have to be, I would imagine it'd be quarterly, if not monthly. You'd have some team of people just that travel around and set up a table somewhere. Arguably a person of color, I dig the idea of DEI, but the reality is that, in Portland, there's plenty of choices. And in Beaverton, it's going to mostly be people who look more or less like we do. Right. Mm-hmm. And also, people who live nearby are more likely to go. So just establishing a presence out in public, in and around Beaverton and the surrounding areas was something we discussed a great deal. And I think that's all I can think of.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, everyone in your various groups. That was wonderful feedback. I'm glad we've got that captured on the video. I know taking notes throughout. And now I'm gonna go ahead and turn the microphone and the camera over to Domio for just a few additional comments. Yeah.
Thank you all. It's been great to see all of you here. I am excited about this process and very conscious of the fact that, I have a real vision for this Sangha, and I'm the founder and all of that. But it's really a time of transition for me to really involve others, right? Like the kind of vision that we're talking about now is not something I can possibly do by myself. And therefore, like, it can't just be like, this is my dream, want to come along. In the interest of really making sure that the Sangha is on board, I'm trying to be very careful with my voice. I have had the experience of being at a Zen center where I was a senior member and I had opinions and concerns and ideas, and the leadership, not intentionally, but they would explain to me why I shouldn't feel the way I feel. I mean, and you know, they were trying to, you know, they, in many ways they might have been right, but it shut down any conversation, right? So I'm trying to really like take a back seat here. I'm excited to see where the Sangha goes with all of this. But I do want to say that two things. One, I just want to share a little vision that might be inspiring. I think it was it Coral? Were you the one talking about like the importance of a third place?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I haven't done much reading on this, but this idea that, you know, we have home, you know, kind of home and family, we have work, if you still work, and then most of us do not have a third place. You know, what are we doing? We're gonna go shopping? You know, like there's really not, very few of us have another community, another place, whether you kind of like a social space, physical space, virtual space, where you know, we can be, we can connect with other people, we can do activities, we can do things together. And I feel like that is, you know, I mean, it's not separate from the Dharma, but even it's in some ways it's just as important as learning more about the Dharma and meditating and all of that kind of stuff is creating community. Is creating a real resilient community, which over time you may feel really thrilled about, and at times you may not feel so thrilled about. It really has more of an aspect of family over time, of kind of like, but nonetheless, it can be very, very important and supportive to us in our lives. So that's what I really hope is that. Not just that, you know, we have a teacher and we have a space, but that we have community. And in terms of just, you know, some of you already know my little pet vision, but I just want to tell you my vision in case you know, it's exciting. So there was a place for sale. It still has a sale sign in front of it on Cedar Hills Boulevard. So like less than 2 miles from here. And it's a beautiful little, like, it kind of looks like a house, but it's actually a commercial space. And it was a office building. So it's got office space down in the main room where we could have a Zendo at least as big as this. Plus a foyer and offices and, you know, room for a library. And then upstairs, amazingly, and this is right on Cedar Hills Boulevard, across the street from a park, right on a bus line, upstairs was a remodeled apartment, a two-bedroom apartment. And my husband and I, as much as we love our home, we were talking about, well, if we sold our home, and then the Zen Center bought this, you know, based with loans from people. And then we could purchase the upstairs as a condo in order to help pay for this. Like, and I mean, it was really sweet that my husband was like, we went and walked around it, and he smokes. So he's kind of like, there's a little patch of ground in the back. There's a parking lot and there's a little patch of ground. And it's like, yes, yeah. Fence it in for the dogs and go down there and smoke. And what I love is that idea of, this is my ideal. I mean, and again, like the unicorn, I don't know what if we're going to find anything like this, but I would love for us to have a community center, right? Where like anybody could stop by at any time, and we'd have a kitchen, we'd have some meals together, we'd come work, you could come be in the library, cloud people can come and, you know, stay overnight. when they come to town or come for a retreat. And I would be nearby, right? I would be present so that it would be very easy to open the Zendo in the morning. One of the comments we got about this plan was like, I really want more time for Zazen. Like, I want us to meet more often for Zazen. And that's exactly the kind of thing, like, I'm not going to drive over here, you know, in the every morning to sit in the Zendo by myself. You know, I'm not going to work in that back office and nobody's going to be here. Why would you come here? There is no kitchen. It's not a community kind of space. But I would like to have that. I mean, meals are incredibly important. That is one of the things my teacher did. She cooked for people. And so you could just go and you could put your name on the calendar. I'm going to stay for lunch. I'm going to stay for dinner. I'm not going to cook for you the way she cooks for me, but maybe somebody will do that. So I guess that's my vision, where there's like, you know, the temple priest is present. There's like continuous practice all week. And it is, then we really would have that third place, and it would belong to all of us. So that's my little pet dream, and I would love to see us. And who knows, as some people said, like that is that's the most daunting part. It's also kind of the most exciting part. And in terms of our plan, it doesn't have to happen in the order that we're talking about. It is very important that we build up the ability to pay for a fully support a teacher, primarily because I'm not always going to be around. And you as a Sangha are going to need to be able to recruit, for a better word, lack of a better word, you're going to need to be able to like list, like, we need a teacher, and have people apply so you can, you know, interview some of them. You can vet them out. You can decide who works best for the Sangha. Not that you have to say, can anybody out there come work for $30,000? You know, that's a very unlikely, depending on the person, right? I want you to be able to get a young, you know, newly trained teacher who might even have a family, right? That, and be able to support them. So, and so that, you know, we might do the home first. I fortunately am set up fairly well at this point. I'm probably going to be okay. We should still be growing that salary steadily, but if we kind of prioritize the property first, that would also be okay. Anyway,
you can stay there.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. Dirk. So next steps, we do have another discussion on Sunday the 20th. So if you're going to attend, you'll get to be involved in the same type of format that we have tonight. And then, like I said, any additional thoughts, any feedback that you have, the form is right there on the website. Feel free to visit that and supply any additional information. We will be going over this over the weeks to come. We hope to finalize the strategic plan at the members meeting on November 17th. Should be able to do that. If there's anything that comes up that we think, no, we can't finalize it by that date, then we'll push that out a little bit. We want to make sure that everybody's voice is heard, that all concerns are addressed to the degree that they can be addressed, and that we properly communicated the plan to the entirety of the song. So that is all we have for tonight.
One more thing. So I was out to lunch with my mom, and I was telling her about this. And she was in management, and she said, when I was going to do this kind of thing, I told people, if there's a conversation that you're going to go out and have in the hallway, have it here. Mm-hmm. Right. So I didn't say it at the beginning, but if you find yourself having those kind of hallway conversations, especially after you think about this for a while, just, you know, let us know. We will have another one of these meetings. You know, come on Sunday, whatever. We will like have the hallway conversations with me and with the board. so that, yeah, we take care of it. All right, let's dedicate the merit of this strategic planning discussion to all so they may be able to obtain the truth. All Buddhas throughout space and time, all honored ones, Bodhisattvas, Mahasattvas, wisdom beyond wisdom, Maha Parishna.